Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Richard Allen going to be appearing in Fort Wayne court coming up on October 19th. The judge says that she wants to discuss some of the recent issues that have surfaced about some of the evidence in the case. Notably, she was not specific on what that evidence is, but I think it's not too hard to guess that we're going to be talking about Odinism coming up on October 19th. It has not been said yet if this is the Franks hearing or if this is just an initial hearing to begin addressing these sort of issues. But where do you think this is going to go? There's so many fantastical claims with Odinism in this case. Some of it kind of does check out. Some of it, a lot of it doesn't. But there's a lot of pieces here where you go, it's the perfect pool for a conspiracy theorist to swim in.
Yeah, definitely. And there's, of course, the thing about three guards wearing Odin patches on their uniforms, which is strange. That would be allowed. I did read that the warden has said they can put whatever patches they want on their uniforms. Strikes me as very poor judgment because you're going to get a lot of weird stuff. But there's no canon. There's no organization of what Odinism even is. And there's no leaders. It's not an organized religion. So hopefully this can be cleared up and cleared up fairly soon. If this is more that needs to be factored in, or if this is just a very creative diversion by the defense.
Yeah, and we don't really know at this point. That is interesting with those patches that you were just talking about. We learned in the last week that some of those patches that the guards had been wearing were removed in September, just last month, after it was pointed out that they're noticing this. And this is part of the argument that they're trying to make, is that you guys are all part of some sort of secret society and that you may have threatened the prisoner, Richard Allen, with bodily harm or harm to his family to make those sort of confessions. So I get they're very quickly, let's get this out of here. But were they just that? Were the patches just people wear patches? And sometimes individuals, you know, biker community, things of that nature. And yes, also the white supremacist groups, they have patches too. But it doesn't always necessarily mean they're doing sacrificial murders in the woods. Not to dismiss or downplay white supremacists and how horrible that is, but just the fact that they now went down this road of Odinism. Is there any legitimacy to them wearing these things and those claims that have been connected in that defense document?
Yeah, I look at this stuff because, as I've said, the whole Viking thing and the whole Odin thing has become kind of a hip role-playing thing in the culture. Here in Pacific Northwest, there's a Viking festival where people actually dress up in costumes. And I think some people find that appealing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird, but they like identifying with it. It gives them a sense of this is my culture or whatever. They feel powerful. Mm-hmm. So my guess is it's just something like that. These guys are kind of fascinated with it and role play with it rather than being in an organized group. Now, it should be investigated, right? Anytime there's allegations, anytime there's a possibility, look into it, investigate mm-hmm. it. But my guess is it's probably just a diversion. You know, I could be wrong. If I were an investigator in this case, I'd be looking at it too, because it's definitely unusual. And another unusual thing in an unusual case, but it also doesn't really make sense that these killings were a ritual of some kind. Number one, there's never been a history of ritual killings associated with the Odinism groups.
Yeah.
Or movement. Never happened before. There's no belief system, as far as we know, looking mm-hmm. at what they believe, that would say ritual killings to Odin are demanded or expected or anything like that. And then the other weird aspect would be, how would all these adult men in the middle of a weekday know in advance that these girls were going to be out in this rural hiking trail crossing a bridge at this time, and then show up with their ritual, you know, devices and yeah. making the twigs into ruin shapes? And, you know, it just doesn't really gel. It doesn't seem very logical.
No, I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, and Richard Allen's defense of putting this all out there, I don't know. I mean, Richard Allen's, the whole accusations against him aren't even that strong. But I'm wondering if the defense is doing far more harm than good by going down a fantastical route like this, rather than just more so, look, this guy came and he raised his hand and said, I was over there that day at that time trying to be helpful, and then you ended up arresting him without much evidence. Other than that, there is the bullet casing of the unspent bullet from a crime that wasn't even committed with a gun. So mm-hmm. it is, you know, it doesn't, I don't know if it's the best route for them to go on. Some of the officers, correctional officers, because they've really been getting a lot of criticism in this since those documents came out, and saying that they have gone above and beyond to not use any kind of force on Allen, even though there have been times when use of force was justified by standard operating procedures. That's a quote. And then it goes on to mention that we've only had to tase him twice, May 9th and the 25th, because he didn't comply with officers. So
above
and beyond, and then you tased him twice.
Exactly.
Of a man that looks fairly catatonic to begin with.
Very true. So, yeah, that raised my eyebrows.
I mean, how often, I suppose it really depends on the inmate, are inmates being tased in prison in general?
Right.
It leads to more questions. It just leads to more, you know, looking at this. And down the conspiracy route, like you said, the way that this all supposedly went down not only would require quite an interesting way of communication for everybody to go, oh, God, we got the kids. Let's go have our Odinist ritual today right after we leave Taco Bell. It seems very fantastical. But then also, it being a conspiracy theory, which would require many people to all be keeping this same secret and working in tandem, which, I mean, does that ever really happen? Isn't that why so many conspiracy theories just simply are debunked, because it requires too many people doing the same thing?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I have some friends that work for the government in various agencies, and they say if people knew how difficult it was to get any group of people, including those who work for the government, to cooperate and to get things done, and then to not talk about it excessively, they would give up on conspiracy theories. It's just not normal human behavior.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Psst.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.